Sports Radio and Saving Dogs, all in a good day's work. It's Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, back at it here on Carpenter and Rothman. Glad you're with us. I want to welcome to the program Bob Nightingale, USA Today Sports Major League Baseball columnist. He's on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Bob, hope you're well. Thanks for taking some time with us.
Yeah, sure. My pleasure. Thank you.
Let me ask, are you based out west? Are you in Arizona?
Yeah, I'm in Phoenix, yep.
That's what I thought. Okay, so, boy, you're right in the – so the boys of summer want to be the boys of spring. And, you know, I said this to Bobby yesterday on our show about this plan. I think baseball has a luxury that other sports don't. They have a long season. And nobody wants to see a compressed season. Nobody wants to lose games, especially the owners and the players and all that. We want everything to flow well. But I almost think they have the luxury of waiting. And I was surprised that they were the ones that wanted to jump on the field in May if they could with empty stadiums in Arizona and get everybody out there and all those players. I quoted something from the movie Argo yesterday. Sir, this is the best bad idea we have. Do you think it's a bad idea or do you think it's a good idea?
No, I think it's a bad idea. I mean, yeah, I give them credit for, thinking of such a thing. But, crazy in several ways. Once, there's no way you can keep hotels like a military compound. Guys are going to want to go out, see their girlfriends or families, whatever. Financially, hey, there's no gate. So the owners will say, yeah, we want you to take a 30-40% pay cut here. And their players are saying, well, it should be combat pay because, we're risking our lives by going there. The fact, hotels, everybody's handling, different things or bags. It's like just a recipe for disaster. And that's not even to get into the fact it's, 110, 115 degrees in the summertime. Some teams are going to have to be playing outdoors, at 1 in the afternoon.
No, it'll be extremely hot, like you mentioned right there, Bob. That's a good point that people don't look at is the intense heat that they'd be playing under. A lot of times they play those games at night. And so, you're writing this off. So you think that this has little chance of happening or that there is some possibility that after floating it to the players that they might be willing to do this?
I would say, less than 2-3% chance of it happening. It's just, there's so many problems with it. I just can't see it working. Myriad of obstacles. The trouble is, too, is that there's a lot of guys, that don't want to do it. So, now you're talking about, whoever wins the World Series or, wins will have the guys who want to do it the most. I mean, what if Mookie Betts doesn't want to do it, or David Price, the Dodgers, or what, Mike Trout's wife is pregnant, what if he doesn't want to do it? So there's, so many different problems in this thing.
All right, let's go. We always want to follow the money, and I think you brought up something that was interesting there about the owners and maybe they wouldn't approve this because they're not getting the same amount of money. They're not getting their local TV money. You have all the teams out there, so I don't know when and if they would just rotate, I imagine. How many stadiums would they legitimately be able to access out there?
Well, you have a lot of fields. I mean, you have, the Chase Field where the Diamondbacks play, 10 spring training ballparks, that's 11. Where Arizona State University plays is 12. Another school called Grand Canyon College plays, that's 13. Then you have, junior college fields as well. So you got 13 legitimate fields to play in. If you wanted to, you can even play a couple games down in Tucson where there's a vacated spring training complex from years ago. So the fields aren't a problem. I'm not sure about, playing night games all those places. Just because the lighting isn't, great at some of these spring training complexes.
So I guess, we'll take this to you, Mr. Nightingale. You're the commissioner now, and with the information that's coming in and things that you're hearing, and I know it kind of changes day by day. Do you see the Major League Baseball existing in 2020 and having some form of a season, whether it be abbreviated or otherwise?
I've gone back and forth, a few days ago, I didn't think there would be a season. Now you say, okay, things are flattening out a little bit across the country. Obviously, when Trump had the phone call the other day of the commissioners, he was imploring them to get back as soon as it was safe. So, yeah, right now I'd probably say I do think there'll be a season, but, you know, it may not even start till August or September even. Just a shortened season, you know, try to squeeze at least 81 games, and then play up until Thanksgiving weekend.
So you think with some of the people you talk to, forgetting about the most important part, which is the health part, whether you could even do this conceivably and bringing all those players to Arizona, you believe the owners that the trade-off of having any kind of baseball right now is worse than waiting and having a shortened season based on all the financial considerations?
Well, you would still get still have some revenue brought in, obviously. You know, the national TV would get in there, local TVs, but, you know, it'd be different, you know. See, naming rights at the stadium, say, St. Louis Cardinals, they play at Busch Stadium. Well, you're not going to be saying Busch Stadium for the entire summer. So that means, you know, that Busch Brewing doesn't give the money to the Cardinals. You lose that local TV revenue. So right now, the owners say the money generated by, you know, concessions, ticket sales, and parking, that sort of things, is about 40%. So they're going to be asking the players to take 40%. And I don't think the players, you know, want to do this and subject themselves to this for a 40% pay cut. So it's better than nothing. But I think they prefer to at least wait a little longer here to see what happens.
So, Bob, I guess as you look at this, you've been covering the game for a number of years. At what point do you think – what would be the requisite number of games that you would need to see played to legitimize this as a real season to be able to have it?
I would say 81. At least that's a half a season. And then maybe go expand the playoffs and go from there. But I would think you have to have 81 to make it legitimate. I guess if you start off September, you could do something kind of silly, just have a round-robin tournament or, you know, like a March Madness, you know, in basketball, October-November Madness sort of thing, just to recoup some of those losses. But then, you certainly can't call it a real Major League season.
Bobby and I talked about this briefly when I mentioned about the shortened season, the numbers we'd get. If we had that season you're talking about, let's just say a half season, who gains the most in the shorter season? Is it the teams that are on paper superior, teams with better pitching, teams with – like, would you get a feel if we only had a half a season if that would benefit the underdogs more, if we'd get more of a surprise potential in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think definitely the latter. I think, some flukes and surprises. Last year at the All-Star break, I want to say the Pittsburgh Pirates were only a half a game out of first place, or at least a half a game out of a wild card spot. Obviously then they fell apart the second half. But we've seen a lot of flukes, for the first half of the season. And then, reality sets in. And I think in this case, we may have some flukes make it. I think it helps the teams that are underdogs. Cleveland Indians, for instance, certainly the Minnesota Twins are heavy favorites to win that division. All of a sudden, I would think it helped the Cleveland Indians' chances to win that division.
No doubt. One last thing. I know that this is the Hank Aaron 7:15 time and day, and I know you wrote about it for USA Today, and boy, what a historic time that was. And certainly you had a lot of unrest about it too, right, with Hank being an African-American and beating Babe Ruth's record and everything that came out about that. And people that have seen the video of the two guys, running down the baseline, congratulating him and everyone fearing that it was something bad. What are your recollections and people you talked to about that historic blast from Hank?
Yeah, just what a sense of relief it was. I think just the pressure had been building so much with the death threats, the racist letters, the hatred that he was going to break Babe Ruth's record. So when you talk to, people that are close to him, like Dusty Baker and Ralph Garr, it was just a relief. Like, okay, now I can relax, not have all that security around and everything else. I think it was taking its toll, just like it took its toll on Jackie Robinson, I think, is one of the reasons he died, you know, so young. Such a mental stress. But, yeah, it was just, you know, cool to see that record finally go down. And they, he's such a great guy, such a great ambassador. I think he's more popular now than any time as a player. I think it's really kind of best and celebrated in this.
Yeah, good stuff, Bob. I'm glad you jumped on with us to give us a little more insight into baseball's potential plan on trying to get sports jump-started as soon as possible. We'll keep following you. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it very much.
Stay my well. Pleasure. Thank you, guys. Take care. All right, you too. Take care.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today columnist, talking about baseball. And there you heard it. He thinks more problems than answers right now with that plan. And, you know, I hadn't even thought about the Heat because in my mind it was like, okay, maybe like you, Bob, said, you know, maybe they'll just play a certain amount of games and then maybe we'll get the all-safe belt. But I think once you start a season and you don't know, if they are playing games with no fans for a while and they're pulling it off, maybe they would see no sense in letting it up sooner than later, if you know what I mean. Like, if things are going well out there and you're playing to no fans and the games are being televised and it's something to watch, people will probably eat it up.
Yeah, I mean, they'll be out there. There will be a lot of people watching Rothman. If it's the only live thing on during the day, you can only watch reruns of things in the past or reruns of shows from the morning so often. Like, there will be a massive appetite for people to sit down and watch this. And that's why the MLB's kicking it around. Like, this would be probably some of the highest-rated games you would ever have. Now, you're losing your gate, but the amount of eyeballs on television would be through the roof.
Well,
the ceiling is the roof.
The ceiling would be the roof, MJ. Boy, he brought up some very interesting thing that I didn't think about. Well, first, certainly the players want to get paid. Everybody wants those checks to start being written.